matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Now you're very welcome back to the programme. 0861 800 964 is the text number. Now my next guest is just days from setting off on an extraordinary challenge in Western Greenland, and all of this for charity. Dermot Cosgrove from Ennis has been planning and training for his walk in the Arctic Circle Trail for some time now. Dermot is undertaking the challenge, a very challenging expedition to raise funds for the Irish Dogs for the Disabled, and Dermot joins me in studio this morning. Dermot?
Good morning, Pat.
How are we getting on?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Are you almost... ready to rock and roll at this stage?
Almost ready. No, it's just final packing. Last few bits and pieces were bought yesterday, so it's just rocking and rolling now on Sunday, and off to Dublin for the first flight to Denmark, and then Monday morning fly up to Greenland,
and setting off on foot then on the Tuesday.
Tuesday morning, bright and early, off on foot.
Very good. Let's rewind. Let's go back to the start. When all of this came about, how it came about, and why you chose Greenland.
Well, it started out as a bit of a casual conversation with a friend of mine who is involved in tracking geese, which come down from Greenland down to Ireland and the UK and Scotland. And we had a bit of a chat about what he was doing, and he mentioned he was heading to Greenland, and when he goes to Greenland, he's up there for a month, and he spends his first week hiking up there. So that kind of piqued a bit of an interest, and asked him a bit more about it, and he explained about the Arctic Circle Trail and how it runs from the west coast of Greenland back in towards the ice sheet. So we got chatting more about it, and I just said, well, you know, we'll have a crack at that.
just like that.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll give it an old go.
So yeah. We said, hadn't kind of done anything unusual since I enlisted in the Legion when I was 19, yeah, which my mother still doesn't forgive me for. But
you were the talk of the town. You were the talk of the town. Dermot Cosgrove got off to the Legion. You know that, lads.
So I said, yeah, you know, we'll have a crack at the Arctic Circle Trail. And I came back, and my sister Claire is heavily involved with the Irish Dogs for the Disabled. She takes a dog nearly every couple of years. It is, she has a dog, puts the dog through its initial training before it goes back to the charity for the rest of their training, and the charity does massive work. I mean, they don't receive any government funding, so everything is from donations, and they supply the dogs to disabled people, mainly kids, free of charge. So they do a huge amount of work for, you know, tons of investment on their own part. So knowing through my sister Claire what they do, I thought, yeah, well, if I'm going to do this, I might as well, you know, do it for a good cause. So we're up to €9,000 this morning, since the other day. The average cost of a dog is about $15,000 by the time they're finished the training.
Yeah.
So we're a good chunk of it in there. I won't reach the 15,000 by the time
I'm
finished.
Never say never. Never say never. When you took off at the age of 19 and you joined one of the elitist or the most elite military forces in the world, you must have been in some areas that were difficult, that you must have worked in terrain that would have somewhat prepared you for this, presumably.
The Legion likes to walk. So it does. And it has a bit of a backward sense of getting people ready for stuff. I went to Chad in North Africa in 1989, and as part of the training for that, they took us up the Alps, which bears no relation to heading into the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
But it was all conditioning, so we learned about hiking up and down mountains.
So all of that has stood to you?
To me. And I'm a big day walker. I mean, I go out and I take a lot of photographs of wildlife, mm-hmm, especially around Clare, and I've wandered up and down the Wild Atlantic Way for a long while as well. So I'm always out and about with my camera and a bit of a bag in my back, and out with my own two dogs and my partner, Karen.
Very good.
So it's kind of been that, but this is the first big, long chunk of trail that I've done since I left the Legion.
Apart from the physicality, it's also there must be a great mental strength involved in preparing for all of this. And I know you are training very hard, and you're keeping people updated on the Facebook page. Are you sure you know what's ahead of you?
Well, I thought I did until the other day when I started checking the weather up there, and instead of being kind of 12-15 degrees, it was -2 last week.
Okay. So did that change your plans much?
It just changes what gear that I have to bring to a certain extent. Now, the temperatures will rise, I've been told, by some of the people involved with the who are in Greenland and involved with hiking up there, that the temperatures are due to rise.
Yeah.
What that means is that the snow will have started melting. So some of the river crossings, instead of being kind of knee-deep, will be kind of waist-deep.
Okay.
It'll still be cold. Some of the mountain passes that I have to go through on the first, especially on the first and second day, will still have kind of knee-deep snow. So it'll slow progress a little bit. So,
yeah.
But we should still make the 25 kilometres a day in order to do it in 10 days.
Now, it's the entire Trek Dermot is 250 kilometres. 170 of that is across desolate,
wild open tundra and mountains.
you're a tough cookie, God bless you. And what about the gear then? I mean, you're going solo. This is just Dermot Conscript, nobody else,
this
no
is
support
just me
team.
Solo. No,
none
no
of this,
support
what's your man, Bear Grylls, helicopters everywhere, cameras every place.
No. I'd like to say there's a helicopter coming in, pick me up in the evening time and bring me off to a 5-star hotel, but that just won't be happening.
Yeah. What about the gear you're carrying? You must be bringing quite a lot of gear.
It works out at about 35 kilos.
Okay, that's your food, your
that's
clothing,
my food,
your tent.
Clothing, tent. I've been lucky with the tent. The tent weighs about the weight of a bag of sugar. That's great. That was sponsored by a friend of mine. The rest is then mostly food, because it's 10 days. So freeze-dried rations, and a company in Kildare who has a connection to an Ennis man, Dave O'Sullivan, a cousin of mine, have kindly sponsored quite a bit of extra protein for me as well. So Irish biltong, it's mighty stuff. So it is, but
stuff you would have had in the military as well in your training.
The rations, it would be similar to what we would have had in the military. But thankfully, it's a lot lighter than what we used to use.
Yeah. And what about communication then? I know we'll be able to track you online. And you can update us on Twitter as far as I know.
I can update on Twitter as well, I'll be carrying a Delorme InReach satellite tracker, which will allow people to follow me on a live map. It'll also allow me to be able to send an SMS message home to my partner, Karen, and just to keep them updated as to where I am. It's the reason I'm taking that is that it's equipped with an SOS beacon.
Okay.
So that... just out of pure common sense, to doing something like this solo in one of the remotest trails in the world, that that I have the option that if something was to go wrong, because places like this have a habit that if something minor goes wrong, something minor can turn into something major pretty quickly. So I have the option of hitting the SOS button to call in the Coast Guard.
So you've advised the authority in Greenland that I'm coming, doing this.
Yeah.
I might be out of my mind, but I'm doing this. And if anything happens, this is what you'll get.
Yeah. I'm covered by which is always sensible to have, is search and rescue insurance as well. So the day before I leave, when I get to Sisimiut in Western Greenland on Monday, I'll go in and register with the police.
Yeah.
Tell them how long I expect to be out in the trail, and then when I finish the trail and get into Kangaroos,
tell them again.
Just rock into the police station and let them know that I'm safe and sound. So.
What about I met you in the airport the other night, and I meant to ask you then. What about the wildlife? Are there any threats of wildlife?
No
polar bears.
There's
anyway.
No polar bears down in the area where I am. They are concentrated up further up on the ice sheet. They're over in eastern Greenland and further up in northern Greenland. Threats from wildlife, really, no. It's really...
More afraid of you than you of them.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I have that friend of mine, Hugh Thomas, who's advised me. He's had his food stolen out of his tent by Arctic foxes on a couple of occasions and stuff like that. But no, there's no real threats from the wildlife. The threat is that, breaking an ankle or something like that. I'm carrying enough medical gear as well with me to be able to look after myself.
Well, if your only worry is an Arctic fox taking your dinner, you have nothing to worry about.
No.
And hopefully, you've gotten a lot of sponsors who rode in behind you, which is wonderful as well. I know, as I said earlier, Dermot, you've been keeping your followers, your supporters updated on Facebook, and you are getting great support.
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's been fantastic. People from Ennis, I moved back to Kilkee years back. Joe Devaney, who owns the Greyhound Bar down in Kilkee, threw a benefit gig for me last time I was home, which was absolutely fantastic. The Association of Former Foreign Legionnaires here in Ireland threw a bit of cash at me as well, which was fantastic. And a lot of the guys that I work with as well have been, you know, they've been hugely supportive. I've a couple of pals who are ultramarathon runners and thought this is great crack. so they've been they've been supportive in advising me on training training regime and stuff
Pretty good.
And my partner Karen has been, you know, more than encouraging is getting, you know, getting my bum out on the trail as well. So it's been great, So it's and a huge amount of people that have sponsored money, and you know, it's been absolutely brilliant.
No, you've done well, but you're organised. I can see it from, you know, from your updates. Excuse me, and from the day one, and I know that you were on with Gavin, and we had a few articles in the paper as well. You have been getting the support. As it happens, I'm on for Gavin from next week for 2 weeks, so I'll keep an eye on the tracker. I'll keep people updated on your progress, and we wish you the very best of luck. And hopefully, you'll reach your target as well.
I'll have the link up on the Walk for the Dogs Facebook page for anyone else who wants to log
in. Everybody can track you.
Everybody can track me.
Well, we'll keep the listeners updated on your progress, Dermot, and we wish you the very, very best of luck. Fair play.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Dermot Cosgrove from Ennis, thank you very much indeed.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.